two games experience, right? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're in a better place to face him than you were in the opener against Sue?
I'm learning things every week. You know, I think I played better. I did things better the first week. Mm-hmm. And then I did some things better second week than I did the first week. So I kind of want to build on those in this third game against this kind of competition.
How often do you think he'll be right over you?
You know, I watched one full game against the Raiders, I think. I want to say he was on my side as a three technique, you know, less than 10 times. But sometimes, you know, when they're in their 3-4 base defense, he'll be at a defensive end. So I may see him there a little bit as well.
They could also move him around. I mean, they know you're a rookie. They could move him around.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. I can't say anything about it. So he could be over there. I got to go in expecting to play, you know, the best player, and they're all good. So I've got to come with my best.
Does height pose a factor to you?
Height?
Not at all. Not at all. No.
He gets up and blocks a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, he's 6'5", so it's as tall as. There's a lot of guys in this room, so he's just good at timing. It takes a lot of timing. He's probably got long arms too, so I don't think that's a big deal. We just gotta try to keep their hands down.
What's the key for alignment to keeping a guy's hands down? What do you have to do, what's the best way to accomplish it?
You gotta get a good punch on them. Then when they go up to punch it, you gotta take them to the ground. That's the two biggest things we've got to do. Try to keep them from batting balls down.
When he goes in the air, the goal is to
take him down.
Take him down.
Yep. That's the goal whenever somebody goes up like that. Yep.
He's got a reputation for playing so hard. You know what I mean? I mean, do you see that? Does that come across on the tape when you watch?
Yeah, it's very evident that he takes pride in playing the entire play, if not, you know, past, you know, the echo of the whistle. He does that, and that's what makes him such a good player. Not only is he very talented, but he's got a high motor, and he plays hard the whole game.
After that, they give him $100 million, huh?
Yeah. He's I think he's deserved it. He's a great player.
So I guess he's overpaid. It's not coming. That's not part of your.
No, he's
that's not part of your pregame.
Well, I was thinking about it. He blocks kicks. He gets sacks. He stops run. Catches touchdown passes. I think he's earned a lot of money, so.
You say with experience the game slows down. Have you gotten to that point after, I know it's only two games, but is the game slowing down a little bit for you?
You know, I think once you prepare during the week and then when you get to the game, if you're prepared, I think it slows down. And this week I'm doing a lot to make sure I know what I'm doing 100%, so when I get to the game it'll slow down and be, kind of easier to see things and easier to block things up.
As you go on, is your preparation techniques different from week to week, or are you trying to do the same things?
Well, like I said, I'm learning. I played two games, that's not very much, but each week I've learned kind of what I need to do to counter what guys are going to do to me. And this week has been huge for me to kind of put those things together and really go out and practice. And because we've got some good defensive linemen out here, so it's good for me to kind of practice that against them and try to sharpen that technique up for game time on Sunday.